Davin Johnson is Alberta's program advisor for Clean Farms, and he joins us on the line for the River Country Ag Show today. Davin, thank you very much for joining us. The recycling program, a lot has happened over the last little while with the Farming Recycle program. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on how the recycling programs are going.
Very well so far. So we're talking about today grain bags and twine. It's a recycling program that's available throughout the province for agricultural producers. Gives them a good opportunity to safely recycle these products at the end of life, often single-use plastics. Well, in grain bags and twine, they are single-use plastics. And so it's been going quite well. We've had a lot of good uptake throughout the province.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what has been the feedback of bale twine is part of the recycling program and could be accepted at depots?
Yeah, we've had strong uptake throughout the province, continually getting requests from additional municipalities of how can they become a pilot collection site, how can they participate, how can they offer this for their ratepayers, for the producers in their areas. And so the feedback has been good, and we're constantly increasing participation rates. Last year, 2021 over 2020, collection rates for twine actually increased over 800%.
Wow.
It's a big jump. That has to do with increased communications. And with any pilot program, it takes some time for everybody to become aware of it, and then the collections start coming in and increasing. So we're seeing steady increase and a lot of interest in this program.
From a clean farms perspective, the new products and the new products that can be recycled and used again to clean and stay out of the landfills, how big of a feather in the cap, as it were, when these new programs come out?
Well, there's always requests by producers of what they can do with these products, right? So traditionally, you have a landfill as an option, or just storing it behind the farm gate until there's something to do with it. So this program actually came to be from the Agricultural Plastics Recycling Group. It's a group of different stakeholders. There's about 20 different partners, I guess, in that, anywhere from academic to government to the producer associations, the municipalities, basically trying to find a solution for different ag plastics, specifically ones that Clean Farms hasn't already have a program for. And so with grain bags and twine being one of them, they were able to secure some funding with the provincial government, $1 million over a pilot period. And Clean Farms is operating that program with Alberta Beef Producers. They are actually holding the funds of the grant.
Now, I'm looking at the map here, and there are about three or four depots in northwestern Alberta that will take bale twine as a product for recycling. From Clean Farms' perspective, what are the chances of having more depots open up to have farm products like this be on the recycling end?
Yeah, so like I said previously, we do have a lot of interest from other municipalities, and as the program grows and it matures and more aware of it, we keep getting more requests of how they can participate. And so it's something that is coming down the line. We're working with other municipalities in the area, the waste commissions, the ag service boards, to onboard them as additional collection sites in the region, not just in the Peace region, but throughout the province, so filling any geographic gaps.
With a big farming community and a big farming area like the Peace region, I'm sure feedback is always brought forward to an organization like Clean Farms. When feedback is brought in and when ideas are brought in, where do you go from there?
That's a very good question. So We love getting feedback. That's the only way pilot programs can grow and expand and turn into a permanent program. We need to understand what people need, what they want. And so anytime we do get feedback, we take that into consideration on how we can best expand the pilots or increase the availability and ultimately help the producer, the user, gain better access to a program.
Does the future look brighter and, in this case, cleaner in the agriculture industry, especially with this new recycling pilot program underway?
Yeah, definitely. So the more that we can divert from landfill and keep, from blowing around in ditches and in the communities, the better. And, we really got to pat producers on the back because they're the ones that are taking the initiative. They're the ones that ask for these programs, and that's how they come to be. They're looking for solutions. Nobody wants to be burying something that can actually be turned into a new product at the end. Mm-hmm. Helping producers in any way we can, that's kind of our goal.
Davin, I understand also there are other products that are on the recycling market, if I'm not mistaken, or I think that's the terminology I'm looking for. What are some of the other products and the other ways of recycling?
Great question. So yeah, Clean Farms, we're a national not-for-profit stewardship organization, and so we collect products, different agricultural plastics, and inorganic waste for recycling and safe disposal across the country. In Alberta, there's multiple things that we collect, from the small empty chemical containers to the bulk drums and totes that carry those same chemicals, as well as we spoke of the grain bags and twine. There's other pilot programs that we're running in the province for silage plastic and bale wrap. That started in Lethbridge County, and we're expanding that to other areas of the province, testing logistics of how to collect that material. And this year, actually available throughout most of the province is seed, pesticide, and inoculant bag collections, as well as for producers. So we're constantly taking that feedback that we're getting from the ag producers and expanding on our program base to offer a full suite of services, essentially. And keeping in mind, all these programs are free to the farmer to participate. There is no cost for disposal and for recycling, of any of these products, so long as they're prepared according to how we need them for collection or recycling. And all that information can be found at cleanfarms.ca.
Davin Johnson, he is the Alberta Program Advisor for Clean Farms. He's based in Lethbridge. Again, Davin, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.